With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Donald Trump is back in court today, an important hearing in his New York hush money criminal case.
The judge is expected to rule on key pretrial issues and say for certain if the former president's trial will begin as scheduled on March 25th. If that happens, the New York case will be the first of Trump's four criminal indictments to go to trial. His lawyers have asked the judge to dismiss the case entirely.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, Mr. Trump's lawyers say the criminal case is politically motivated. Gunfire sent people running for their lives at yesterday's Super Bowl victory celebration in Kansas City. One person was killed, 21 injured. Three people have been detained, and some firearms have been recovered. Three Washington, D.C. police officers who were shot yesterday while trying to serve a warrant for animal cruelty are expected to recover from their wounds. Also at SRNNews.com, Americans hit the pause button on spending last month after splurging over the holidays.
The Commerce Department says retail sales fell 0.8% from the strong pace in December when retail sales were up a revised 0.4%. Economists had expected consumers to pull back on spending late last year under the weight of credit card debt and delinquencies, as well as lower savings. Yet despite those challenges, along with higher borrowing costs and tighter credit conditions, household spending has been fueled by strong job growth and rising wages.
Correspondent Jeremy House saying that Hamas refuses to give up what he calls delusional demands. Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu has pulled out of ceasefire talks that have been going on in Cairo. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is up 110 points. The Nasdaq is 1 point lower, and the S&P trading 10 points higher. This is SRN News. Another attack on a church in Canada.
This one happened over the past weekend at Blessed Sacrament Catholic Church in Regina, Saskatchewan. Video footage shows a man using gasoline and matches to set the building on fire before running away. A door burned, but firefighters managed to put it out before it spread. Churches all across Canada have been the target of arson and vandalism over the past 3 years, more than 100 of them in all. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Millions of Americans are observing Lent, a traditional 40-day period of fasting, self-discipline, and prayer leading up to Holy Week. It commemorates the 40 days Jesus spent in the wilderness fasting and enduring temptation by Satan. According to openbible.info, food is the thing that Christians are most likely to give up for Lent, with meat, chocolate, fast food, sugar, bread, and chips being the most popular items. Another thing a lot of folks give up in the 21st century is technology. This is SRN News. A deadly Israel-Hezbollah skirmish in northern Israel. The latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Tension along Israel's northern border with Lebanon heated up on Wednesday when Iran-backed Hezbollah terrorists fired multiple rocket barrages into northern Israel. Targets included the ancient city of Sfat, Israeli army and air force bases nearby. One woman was killed and eight others wounded by the lethal firings. Ironically, the new attacks came as word of a new truce between Israel and Lebanon-based terrorist groups was circulating. Meanwhile, the solid political unity displayed by Israel appears to be dissipating. Israel's war cabinet has been accused by right-wing politicians of surrendering to Hezbollah after the latest attacks produced responses residents felt were insignificant. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.